Audio reading download service gives patrons with
and for the ability to download them.
It's a great way.
I just want to bump to this track real quick.
Shout out to Gio. Shout out to Bastion.
Yeah, I was like, why are you shouting out me? Like, shout out to
Bastion. I don't like the drums. I don't like the drums.
So you're going to switch it?
Yeah. The beat is fire.
Nah, I got to change the drums.
He's the artist, man. Artists don't like his work.
Producer right here.
I like it.
I like it. Like, it's...
I feel the drums could be better.
Nah, man.
Yeah, man. Welcome back to Black Seinfeld, y'all. This is the show here at YCRadio.org. And it's about nothing, man. We talk about whatever we want. I'm the host, Giovanni Anglin.
Yeah, I'm Bastion Nissa.
I'm Steve.
All right, y'all, we are here live at YCRadio.org, voice of today's generation.
He needs some milk!
And
sorry I wasn't here last week.
Hey, man, I just want to give a big shout-out to Bougie Bakery. That's on everything, man. With your Arnold Palmers.
And your, what's wrong with Arnold? Okay, the Arnold Palmer that you got,
it's too
sweet. Fresh, made lemonade. It's fresh made lemonade.
That's not lemonade.
It is.
Why lemonade
look
like
nice
that?
It's that nice Cuban lemonade.
Cuban lemonade?
Yeah.
No wonder why it was so foreign to me, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was just way too sweet for me.
No, I didn't even know you got that. It's like after you left, then I went down and it's like, whoa, what's this? We have fresh lemonade? Because I don't work that much. So that's something new.
Hey, I will say this. All of the pastries that I bought.
Yeah.
That you hooked me up with. Yo. Yeah. Delicious, bro.
My favorite one,
I like the macaroons. I understand why people love macaroons now.
Yeah,
they're delicious.
Yeah,
yes,
they are.
And I don't know what this was exactly. It had like the shell of it was like a croissant, but the inside had like this cream cheese.
Oh yes,
in
so
it.
You had the Danish, the cream cheese Danish.
The cream cheese Danish was fire.
Yes,
it was.
I had to give you that one because
it was delicious.
It's the best time to eat it during the summer too.
See, but I mean, to be fair, it was like 55 degrees. I mean, if I see you tomorrow, like, I might get that.
Yeah, but I won't be working. I'm working an event in the building. So if you come through, I could get you some Prosecco.
Okay, what's that?
Beautiful. Wine.
Ooh.
So come through with wine and some cookies. You just got to find me in the right store.
Yeah, see.
Do you guys have a MasterCard?
No, I don't have a MasterCard. Visa You have a MasterCard,
yeah, I do.
I'm assuming. Okay.
No, it's because it's connected to Capital One.
Got you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
if you have one. But no, come through if you can. The event's from like 12 to 4. If you could find me one of the stores, like text me. I can tell you what store I am. I'll just hook you up. But you have to drink within the store.
Of course, obviously.
I'm out here giving me free advertisement.
Listen,
I might have to cut this whole piece out.
You, the real MVP.
Yeah.
So today, you know, it's been an interesting week, and my week hasn't been all great. It could have been better, and the reason why was, I'm gonna say this, but like, don't freak out or anything, because I'm gonna say had, because I don't have them anymore. I had bed bugs, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, it sucked. I don't wish bed bugs on end. You don't have to move away. I had bed bugs. All right, they're gone.
You check your hair?
I did check my hair.
Allegedly.
I do. See, the thing is, my bed, it's a wooden structure too, and apparently bed bugs love wood, no pun intended. and yesterday, like, we broke apart the bed, like, we literally broke it apart.
Mm-hmm.
There were eggs everywhere, bro. Like, it was bad.
How you not wake up with bites?
I don't see the thing is, like, if I do get bit, I just don't feel them at all.
How you not feel it?
I don't know. I just don't.
You don't
feel
ever
it.
Wake up and look at yourself like, yo.
Yeah, I do, but like, I just never see any bite marks on me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, now I got rid of the bed frame. I got rid of everything. So like, I'm.
So again, now you have to invest in the metal bed.
I need to invest in a new bed altogether.
Or a fake wood. Fake wood.
Yeah.
So
altogether
go to IKEA.
Now. Yeah.
IKEA is good.
That it really. Mm. I don't wish bed bugs on my worst enemy.
No.
Okay, because they're really problematic. They suck.
That's why I hate taking the train. I've been seeing them.
I got
falling,
it.
Yo.
I got it from.
I hate the E.
Exactly. It's probably from
the
four or five places.
The six, all of them.
It's either the train, work, the gym, York College, because it's York College.
Yo.
And my internship.
Yo, I was in class.
You could basically get it anywhere in New York.
That's true.
Yeah, I was in class.
Didn't know
and
how not to
fell from the ceiling on my desk.
Yeah.
What fell from your ceiling?
A freaking bed bug. Calculus and it just
well, see,
drop.
I mean, we
like, wow.
Number one thing when you have clothes, fold them.
Yeah, you know? I do.
Don't put them on your bed.
Yes. Yeah. Don't be those people that be putting your clothes and stuff on the floor and you put it on your bed.
Or allowing people to sit on your bed with that's clothes true. On.
Yeah.
Good point.
Unless you know them.
Like the outside clothes.
Yeah.
That's. Well, I'm praying for you.
Yeah, I'm good now. Everything's all good. Everything's been taken care of. But no, let's start the show with some politics. WBAI, Sebastian, you already know it's a very political station. It's a very socialist station.
We're going to war.
So,
it's
socialist
left,
now.
It's left. It's socialist.
It's more socialist now because one, we only get into this discussion later. But I hate Democrats now. Like Democratic Party. It is the worst.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys that for a long time. It's the worst. I'm not Democrat.
Me neither.
I'm a leftist.
But here's the discussion that we have behind the scenes, because, of course, a lot of people want Bernie Sanders to run again, but they want Bernie to run in a new party, in a different party. So what do you guys feel about making, like, a new party and Bernie Sanders being that
first
that
of all, I'm
person?
I'm upset that Bernie Sanders didn't want to run. After he lost the Democratic Party, I think he was supposed to switch because a lot of people invested money in him, especially unions. Like, unions don't really have that much money, but it's like each union would spend like $10,000 on him to donate.
And not to mention all the young people that was behind him. Like, you could go straight to Union Square last year, and it was Bernie everywhere.
Yeah, but they were like very upset that Bernie. It's like Bernie lost a lot of supporters because he didn't continue. It's like, we gave you all this money.
Yeah.
And in the end, you're like, oh, I'm going to just stay back so we could work with Hillary. Even though, like, you're shading Hillary the entire time you're running. Mm. It's like, I got to work with Hillary so Trump won't win. And guess what happened? It doesn't matter. Trump won. Won. So I think if he ran, I don't know.
You think he'd win against Trump?
I don't know. Because most people that voted for Trump didn't want to vote for Hillary. And that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
And vice versa, too.
If he goes against Trump, you think he won? I tell you, he'll kill Trump in a debate.
Of course, yes, facts.
And he ain't gonna come with alternative facts.
Everyone can kill Trump in a debate.
Yeah, all these
politicians. That's what killed me. Hillary killed him in a debate,
no, because
and she still lost.
She's a true politician. True politicians have the questions prepared, and they know how to answer everything.
Exactly.
They have facts on deck.
Very true. Donald Trump's a goon. You know why? In one of the first debates they had, I believe the question was to Carly Ferriona, like, Miss Ferriona, do you trust Donald Trump with all these weapons? And she gave a political response, right? Donald Trump, your rebuttal? Why is Rand Paul even on the stage? He only has 1% of the votes. He's trash. He shouldn't be on stage. And everyone's looking at him like, the politicians on the stands were looking at him like, what? He's basically sunning this politician. And that's why, like, people gravitated towards him because of that charisma that he has. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's why Jeb Bush got sunned.
That's why Jeb Bush got sunned by him.
When I found out Donald Trump bought his website, and then every time you type JebBush.com, it redirects
to
Donald
Trump.
Yo, I had to give Trump that one. I was like, yo, you
can believe I've been telling you guys that all last year. Trump got the best marketing team.
Yo, his marketing team is lit, though.
I agree with you.
Yeah, we agree with you on that one.
The best marketing
team.
Great
marketing.
I don't know how they did it. It's like, I don't know.
This happens when you're a billionaire.
So if Bernie does decide to run again, would you leave the leftist part? Would you leave the Democratic Party and like join up with that group? Or
no, I'm not really into parties.
What party are you in? Are you even in a party,
no,
or are you
I'm
just
not.
Independent?
Yeah, independent leftist. Because I don't. The thing about parties, you have to understand exactly what it is. I can't say I'm a socialist because I don't understand all of socialism, so I don't really get it. You know, Democrats is like, it's open ended. It's not really a party of certain views. It's just like, it's just a political money making company.
It's
a money making club, if anything.
It's a mess. I remember back when, like, being a Democrat was like really great, and like everyone.
It was never great. Democrats back then were like Republicans now. It's like they're into smaller government. Look at Bill Clinton. I think Bill Clinton is like probably one of the worst presidents. Because he took out a lot of things. You know, like my little brother was telling me the other day, because, you know, he's a junior going to senior, getting ready to choose colleges. And he's saying that what he wanted to do was type of genetic modification engineering in the United States. The problem is Bill Clinton passed a bill where you cannot clone human body parts or humans in general. Mm. So they're doing it in other countries. For him to do that major, he had to go to another country and do it there.
Like Russia?
Every other country that's not the United States.
That's not the USA.
Because they could clone like a lung using their cells. Because if you use a donated lung, it might not work.
But I'm not talking about like bills passed. I'm talking about like the idea of,
you know what I'm saying? That's what people, that's what Democrats were. Democrats weren't good then, now, or ever. Same thing with Republicans. Then, like, yeah, Abraham Lincoln, Republican.
But we all know that was a totally different party.
Time,
I mean, and plus there was a different party then too. It was Democrats, Republicans, and then Democratic, the Whigs.
Republicans
and Whigs.
The Republicans.
The Whigs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Democrats and were of today. Of no, the Republicans of today
were the progressive. Well, the Republicans back then, like Lincoln,
yeah,
was the
was
progressive
different.
Party.
It was like, let's not switch.
Forget exactly the Republicans back then.
They were made up of a lot of abolitionists too. Yeah, and then over time it switched.
It's like because their pockets were damaged. You know, when you damage someone's pocket, the company can change.
The Whigs back then, they had more of that Republican feel that we are familiar with today.
Right.
Very well. Either I'm not gonna say all of them are crooks. Racist, but you know, a lot of them have racist mentalities. I want to continue on politics real quick. What do you guys feel about the alt-right, the new right? Do you know about them? Like, you know, of the Milos of the world and the Ann Coulters. And
she canceled one of her speeches, as a matter of fact, at university.
I thought they didn't want her to go.
They didn't want her to go.
So
she ended up canceling it.
Oh, I thought they were just like
due
didn't
to,
want
like,
her to
peaceful
go, so.
Protesting.
There was a lot of protesting. I can't stand. Speaking of which, they did a Comedy Central roast and they roasted her. She got the worst of it.
Who were they roasting?
Ann Coulter.
No, they're roasting.
It was the roast of Ann Coulter.
No, they're roasting someone else. But she was a part of that panel.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were killing her. There was like how, you know, she wrote a lot of books, including Mein Kampf, which is Hitler's book. Yeah, they killed her. Going bad.
Oh, shouts out to Marshall Mathers in No Favors.
Yeah, she got killed on stage. Mm-hmm. And she didn't like that. She kind of felt some type of way about that. She needs some milk.
I feel like a lot of the alt-right, I know, I understand, like, some of them do share those views, but I feel like some of the supporters that they have, they're just trolls. And they just like seeing things all screwed up and effed up.
Yeah, speaking of which, they were upset. I think they removed a lot of Confederate monuments in New Orleans.
Yes,
past week.
You're right.
Confederate monuments. They were moved overnight, and it had snipers on roof, just in case you wanted to play around, get your wig split. So,
yep.
These racist people are very upset.
For the alt-right thing you're saying, like the people on the internet that are like trolling to support it,
like your homies over at 4chan.
Not like.
Whoa, you still on 4chan?
I use it for different things.
I know you do.
Purposes.
That's why I was a joke.
Like if you need a stream link, like last night, Spurs was playing Grizzlies. I didn't want to watch my TV. And
say
just
no
type
more.
In SP like, hey, what you guys watching? Thank you, HD link. Perfect.
The plug, right?
Yeah, the best plug.
The best plug ever.
So like not Demon Days. Gorillaz,
which we're gonna get into,
were leaked like more than like 40 hours ago, and I got the link there, but I waited.
He was a real fan. It's like, I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait. You know, I'll Apple wait. Music. I pay for it. Might as well use it.
Might as well.
Well, now that you brought up music, we purposefully didn't talk about
Kendrick
Lamar's
Damn. We saved everything
for you.
Just for you, bro.
So let's get started. Yeah. King Kendrick.
Yeah.
You know, it's been 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you guys didn't rate it last week?
No, we didn't.
All right, so let's talk about it first, then we'll rate it.
Okay.
King Kendrick come back, new album. Mm-hmm. First, we had the release of The Heart Part 4. Mm-hmm. Fire. A lot of subtle shots. A lot of people say Drake. A lot of people say Big Sean.
It could be both.
A lot of people say Jay Elec. I can see some Jay Elec in there. But we all agree. No, there were some lines. Some lines. Because when Jay Elec was on Periscope.
Yeah, it's called like you're looking too deep into things, right?
Not only
Absol made a joke and that's it. Hey. Absol told Kendrick Lamar, don't worry about it.
See,
I got you.
This is why I don't listen to Kendrick and fans. You know why? Because y'all really had me believing he was dropping another album on Easter.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like listening to y'all.
I told you that wasn't happening from the jump. But moving forward. Song was fire. Dropped the album. Not the next week. It let Joey eat. Next week came after.
Great Joey album.
Yes, it was
beautiful.
Great.
Gonna be in my top 10.
Okay,
gonna be in my top 10.
Okay, Joey was great. Okay, Damn comes out. I heard it before it came out. I was trying to give you the link, but you got mad at me for that.
Yeah. Stop doing that.
I'm gonna slap you next time.
Yeah.
Link ain't gonna do nothing. Anyway, Damn came out. First song. What was like a little intro? Dope. DNA. Dope.
Wait,
Element.
Quick shout out to Lil Yachty. Did anybody watch
that
video?
Shout out to Peekaboo,
no.
man.
What do you say?
No,
the video? Oh my God, I hate that video.
Lil Yachty was hyping up the first track because he thought it was going to be a drop. Then he heard the gunshot, like, He's like, he gave everybody had the same reaction for the first drop.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I thought something was going to happen, but no, this was like, instead of putting the poem at the end of the album, he put the poem in the beginning.
Beginning.
And it's like, Now just chill.
Like, you got my attention.
Yeah. Now just chill.
So DNA, dope. Element, he was going off.
I feel like DNA should be on the radio.
It should.
I think
so too.
You agree?
DNA should be on the radio.
Humble is killing it.
Because the video was fun.
Yeah. The Don Cheadle Rush Hour reference. Did anyone catch that?
That was a Rush Hour reference?
You remember seeing Rush Hour 2 and Don Cheadle was in it? And he owned the Chinese shop on Crenshaw.
Oh, wow.
And he got into an argument with Chris. And that's why he called him Kung Fu Kenny.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get that.
I didn't get it.
He didn't catch
that. I didn't get it.
I love Rush Hour.
I even Black Twitter was talking about that.
See, exactly. See, DNA, the video for me, it was confusing. I just didn't get it.
I loved it.
But now that you brought it up, like, wow.
Now you get it now?
I understand it. Okay, that's...
There you go.
Okay.
I loved Rush Hour. I still think it's classic.
Did anybody see the Coachella performance?
I didn't. I heard about it.
It was fun.
He killed it.
Yeah. You should watch it. It adds a little bit more to the Kung Fu...
The Kung Fu Kenny
story.
Yeah. Shout out Kid Capri for that, too.
Kid Capri on this album.
DJ legend Kid Capri.
What's the best? No, I think he's like one of the best things about this album.
Yeah. New Kung Fu Kenny.
Which is crazy because
especially for New York, especially if you live in New York.
Because mixtape DJs are annoying, but you know,
he was actually good on this. Yeah.
Like there's certain rapper DJs that are just like,
and he doesn't come on every track too.
He doesn't scratch anything. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
He didn't scratch. Bring that rewind.
And he wasn't on every track. Like, yo, Kid Capri, Kung Fu Kenny. He did it in a little different increments, which I enjoyed.
I feel like
Kung Fu Kenny's gonna be a new character, by the way.
I think it's for this year.
Yeah.
I think they added Capri in the settle parts where it got real quiet. Where it was like the beat was even lower than him.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. Like in the intro or in the middle, like randomly.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Damn is much more of an aggressive album than To Pimp a Butterfly.
Definitely.
Because To Pimp a Butterfly, it was more of a triumphant
and uplifting sort of the black,
exactly.
Black artists.
Damn was just more like, this is everyday struggle that I go through. I felt like Damn was you're taking a trip inside the psyche of Kendrick Lamar, in my opinion.
I feel like Kendrick Lamar also felt he kind of lost himself to Pimp a Butterfly.
Right.
Because it was about us, like we the people. We got to do some stuff together. And he kind of missed the whole Good Kid, Mad City flow where everything was about himself, the whole story about him living in Compton. So now we got this album where it's like me. Like, who am I again? That's exactly. Why he's like, you lost something, yourself.
Exactly. And he says, no one's praying for me. You know what I'm saying? He feels.
That was strong.
Exactly. I felt like.
Very strong.
It was like in this post To Pimp a Butterfly where he's probably.
Post Obama too.
Where he's just very popular now. He feels more alone than ever. I thought that was wild.
Yeah. He sold more than Drake.
Yes.
I think that's important.
Drop a bomb one time for selling more than Drake right now.
I think that's important.
We get that bomb from.
Okay, when I say drop a bomb, Sebastian puts in the bomb, okay? You just ruined. We do not put in that bomb. That is terrible.
That was my cue.
That is so not. That is so not your cue. You just ruined it.
It just shows that I'm listening.
Yeah, I should get you the bomb.
Yeah.
That I used the audio.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow. Sorry, Brian.
We're going to give you the.
Mona's out here rolling on the floor.
That was just bad.
Like a video game.
I'm sorry. That was bad. That just threw off my whole, like, what was
your
I saying?
Flow. Wait, what?
Damn. Okay.
I think the fact that he outsold Drake in the first week, that's going to make Drake sweat a lot.
No, not really. It's the competition that we need in the
hip-hop
world.
That's what I'm saying. It makes Drake sweat because it's like, as Drake, you got to be like, oh, okay. Like, I got to come back.
No. This is not Drake's second album. This is his, fourth album? Fifth album?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not even an album. Remember, it's a
playlist.
It doesn't matter. He's been doing this for years. He's fine.
Yeah,
I know.
The competition is good.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying for me, like if I was Drake.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, my competition. Remember, these two they have a complicated relationship.
Because Drake is whack.
Well, now he's whack.
Well, yeah.
No, like why would Drake anyways?
I think
because
now
he killed him in that song.
Which
right,
song?
Marvin's Room.
Wait,
what are you talking about?
You remember Marvin's Room? There was like a part two.
No.
With Kendrick, came in and did the whole verse.
No,
you mean the
No, I don't remember this.
Buried Alive interlude. That's what it is. I'll take care.
Okay, first of all, that thing was a Marvin's Room all one track. I think later they turned into Buried Alive. That's why I don't remember.
I remember it as Buried Alive.
Okay.
Okay. My music source here is confirming that you're right, Bastion.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it was dope.
Yeah.
But Drake needs to like pick up to.
Well, remember,
this is competition.
Remember, at the end of More Life, he's like, I'll be back 2018 to give you the summary. So we might not hear anything from Drake until next year. I'm just saying.
Does he want to rap or does he want to make party music?
I think he's just making anything to his market.
Well, you already know. Well, right. Currently, he's British and Jamaican, so we'll see what happens 2018. He may have an Australian flow now.
Because K-Dot in this album, he gave you an album of love songs, you got hard songs, and you got the introspective songs, and you got hood songs. You know, I feel like the most hood song was DNA. But like every other introspective, like Fear. Fear is a great song.
I love
7/17/27.
And the fact that he had his cousin on it, reading Deuteronomy.
Which
Deuteronomy, I can't even say it right. But Chris Duckworth too, right?
Well,
Chris,
I'll say this. No, it's Carl. But
Carl. Okay.
And he talked about his cousin Carl Deuteronomy.
Cousin Carl.
And then he came up in Fear. He played it. See that? Stay woke. Kendrick, man. King Kendrick.
I'm an Israelite.
Don't
call
me black no more.
That, yeah.
It's just a color.
How do you feel
about his
niece?
His niece being his new form of his new muse as well. And
gotcha.
That was dope.
Gotcha. I'm cool. Only God knows. Yeah. Israelite?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I feel
part right there.
That's Hotep, right?
That's not Hotep. Hotep is
Hotep
is like
I feel like
Egyptian and we used to be kings and Umar Johnson.
I read the up on the concept a while ago, then refreshed by this album. It's like
okay, so wait, the Israelite thing, right?
Yeah,
that's,
you think about
because that's connected to Deuteronomy. What, I can't even say it. I sound
Deuteronomy.
Like
yes.
I can't say it. Hotep. Idiot.
About the original Israelites were the colored people,
basically. right, and we're oppressed, but we're going through this, and we're actually God's people.
That's
right.
So
when
corny.
We stray.
You don't feel that? I don't know.
I disagree with it too.
It's so corny. You tell me that reason I'm taking L's because God loves me.
Yeah, L's. It's like it's basically.
No, he's saying when we stray away from God, that we are being punished for the way we stray and sin against God.
Fair is basically the Book of Job, because Job took so much L's.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah. I love the beat, everything.
One track that I enjoyed was Triple X. I'm talking about the first half of it, because I always feel like I want to fight or get into a mosh pit. I love it. And then it just chilled out. And then the U2 appearance, I enjoyed it. I thought they played their well, really well.
Yeah, it fit the album. Remember everybody was overhyping it? It's like, oh, it's going to be whack. When we hear the song, it's like, no, this was a hip-hop track with great vocals.
Yeah, I
didn't care for it.
You didn't care about it?
I was bored.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
I was bored.
Defend yourself.
I was bored. Okay. I wasn't feeling the song. I'm like, you too? What?
Okay, so the first half, did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Throw the burner on this lap and walk to the court. Like, I did that? What? That was crazy.
Did not.
I
did not care for the
rewind,
song.
Rewind, yeah, over and over and over
did
again.
Did not care for the YouTube song.
I'm telling you, man, my first reaction of damn, we listened to this at work, and it was basically it was a Big Quint episode. Basically.
Yo, I love that dude. I love his reactions, but yeah.
He was quick. He was quick with that video. He did it
less
than 24 hours.
Right, yeah.
He needed to hear that.
He needed to. Big Quint. Right.
So let's end the damn conversation with a rating out of 10. We don't do decimals.
All right, so I definitely give it a 8.
You give it an 8.
Yeah.
Same.
An 8?
Give it a 9.
I give it a 9 because every time I listen to it, I'm loving it more and more. The only track I don't like, and this is why I'm not giving it a 10, is Love. I'm sorry. Featuring Zakari.
Yeah, I
don't
like that
it.
Song.
The thing with he found Zakari off Isaiah Rashad in that other song he did with them.
I know. He explained it.
Oh, okay. That was a great song he did with Isaiah. I thought the third verse was unnecessary. They should just ended it after Kendrick. But another conversation for another day.
Right, Schoolboy Q up next.
Oh yeah, SZA's dropping. TDE's dropping some stuff, man. SZA's got some tracks out.
Did anybody see the SZA video with Travis?
I didn't see the video. I heard the track.
Was it good? Fire?
The track is fire. The video.
Describe the video.
Very interesting.
Does it fit the track?
Yeah, because it's about betrayal. It's like, we were good, we were cool, but then you're out here I'm whack or something.
Right.
So when you put it together with the video, it makes sense. People didn't understand how it ended. I don't want to spoil it. You guys should check
out the video.
So shout out to The Flame. I'm going to see The Flame on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Wish me luck. I shall survive the rodeo.
Good.
But,
There's more music out.
Don't die.
Wale dropped a project.
Shout out to Wale.
He's the dopest in MMG.
I always thought Attention Deficit was a very underappreciated album.
Yeah.
And it made him turn to this field of trap pop music.
See, the thing about Wale I don't like is that he repeats himself over and over again. I'm tired of Wale going, I'm not like these other dudes. I'm not like these other rappers. Wale, we understand.
It's not,
knew that.
You got to show it, though, like in the music. No, he did, but no one cared for Attention Deficit. So he had to change his platform. He had to, like, Roc Nation didn't even mess with him, so he had to sign with MMG. And, you know, Rick Ross, he's a genius. So he said, rap like this. And guess what? Next album, he sold, like, 500% more units than he did his first album. Mm-hmm.
I'll say this, Rather You and Me is actually one of his best works ever, Rick Ross's works.
Yeah.
But Wale suffers from what the album About Nothing suffers. It's Wale, and it's just nothing new, and it's just...
The first two Album About Nothing were flames.
I'm talking about 2015 release, man, Album was, About Nothing.
Wait, the first two what?
The mixtapes.
I'm not talking about the Seinfeld mixtape. I'm talking about the album about itself. Nothing.
Yeah, with Seinfeld on it.
Yeah, like, that's fine, but, like, it was just boring. It was just, yeah.
I enjoyed it, but as you said, it was
name some tracks off of it.
I don't remember.
Okay, right. Then thank you very much.
Well, I enjoy some TV shows, but I don't go back to it.
That's not.
I enjoy Prison Break. Don't want to remember it though, even though it came back season 5.
Oh, you know, X Files is coming.
You know what
back.
Show I'm enjoying?
I enjoyed
I'm
that.
I'm about to see that.
I enjoyed that.
One show I'm enjoying right now that's currently on Netflix, the Gerard Carmichael Show.
Oh yeah,
I love that show.
Wait, you never watched it?
I've never watched it.
It's a really good show.
It's a really good show, man.
Everything about the episode is the most relatable show I've ever watched.
Yeah. And it talks about current issues.
Gerard, in the last episode of season 2, he's wearing a blonde shirt. A V-Lon shirt.
Mm-hmm.
No, why is he wearing a blonde shirt on TV? I thought he's wearing Yeezys every other episode. All right, we're in the nicest pair of Jordans.
Netflix game up, man.
Yeah, man.
We're in the nicest.
The first two seasons are out, man. Enjoy it.
Every episode makes sense. I promise you that.
No, yeah, right. It does.
I gotta watch.
Even if you disagree with the character, there's another character you agree with.
Yeah. Oh, and shouts out to Lil Rel because he's in it.
Yeah, that's where I found him first before
Get Out. It's the TSA guy. He's
right,
in it.
Right.
And I have to watch his stand up.
He is dope.
Yeah.
His stand up is great.
Yeah, we gotta watch.
Did you watch Carmichael's stand up on HBO?
I didn't.
Watch both of them. The first one is filmed by the first one was filmed by Spike Lee. The second one's filmed by Bo Hammerin, I think.
Right.
Okay.
The random guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So this 8 was like probably the best. I didn't watch Dave Chappelle yet, but
bruh,
Carmichael has the best comedy stand up this year so far.
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't watch Chappelle. Okay. That's fair enough to say. Just
R.I.P. Charlie Murphy.
R.I.P. Charlie Murphy, man. Another one was gone. Another one is gone too soon. Stop. With that, man, we have 2 minutes left. I don't know. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here, guys? Oh, yeah. We all know this was recorded April 28th, 2017. Yes, we all know Humans is out. We're going to wait till next week to give you our full analysis on it, okay? Because right now, I'm enjoying some tracks. And there's some tracks that I could care less about.
The 5 singles that came out like a whole month ago are great.
Except for we got the power to
except
do
for that,
this.
Yeah. And we needed more drama in that song, but I ain't hear him.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he is. I heard a song at least 20 times.
Dram goes, good time.
No.
Good time. That's
they're probably
all
looking
Dram.
For a hit, B.
I think Let It Out could be.
If you want a hit with Dram, you have to give him a verse.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? He's really
and
good.
Let him sing.
Yeah, let him do whatever he wants. Let him smile.
Let him be happy.
Let him smile.
Let him be big baby Dram.
Yes. And put his dog in just
but
cause.
That song with Popcorn, though.
Yeah.
Saturn Bars.
Okay.
Absolutely. I enjoy it.
That's my summer song.
Joint.
That's
yo,
a summer song.
Popcorn, yo, shout out Unruly.
I feel like if that song had a little bit more bass, it'd be banging.
Yo.
Just a little bit more bass.
A little more bass in it.
Second favorite song of that album.
Shout out to Vince Staples. I always say shout out to Vince Staples.
Absolutely, man.
That beat is like very poppy, and he's just
very,
rapping on it.
And he's very political, too.
And it just works.
I enjoy the political
statement.
I like
where hip-hop's going a little bit.
Yeah.
I like
hip-hop
it.
Hip-hop never left, man. We don't talk about why hip-hop never left
next week. It left a little bit, though.
It never left.
It never left.
No, the ringtone era. It kind of left.
We don't talk about it next week, man. Next week.
Next week it is.
Yes. Peace.